NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. This fall, for the first time, NASA plans to test a laser-based sensor in space designed to improve scientists' models of our global climate and how it might be changing. The instrument, called LIGHT, for LIGHTR in Space Technology Experiment, will measure tiny atmospheric particles called aerosols for 9 days while aboard Space Shuttle Discovery. LIGHTR is similar to the radar commonly used to track everything from airplanes in flight to thunderstorms. But instead of bouncing radio waves off its target, it uses very short pulses of laser light. Tim Suttles of NASA's Mission to Planet Earth office explains.
The laser pulse goes out, and if it encounters something, for example, a cloud in the atmosphere, by timing the return signal and then using the fact that that laser pulse of light is traveling at the speed of light, then when we get the return signal, we know what the distance was between the transmitter and the object that reflected the light.
These flashes of laser light last only 30 billionths of a second. But careful measurement of the return signal yields information on the size and distribution of atmospheric dust particles, pollutants, and cloud droplets. Scientists have been using ground-based LIGHTR to study the atmosphere since the 1960s. The problem with the ground-based instruments, however, is that they can only see the sky directly over the viewing site.
We've gone to aircraft systems as one way to expand the coverage. But the LIGHT experiment, just in the 9-day experiment, we will collect more information on the coverage of the globe than have been collected in all of the aircraft experiments to date.
LIGHT will return valuable data on the so-called planetary boundary layer, close to the Earth's surface, where the atmosphere interacts with the ocean and solid land. It will track atmospheric pollutants and dust storms and allow scientists to estimate density and temperature variations within the stratosphere. Perhaps most important of all, it will be able to locate water droplets and ice particles in the atmosphere, providing a powerful new tool for studying clouds.
One of the major objectives for the science community today is to improve the global climate models that are used to make projections of things like what are fossil fuel burning doing to the greenhouse warming. And the types of things that critically need to be improved in those models are the cloud processes, particularly the types of clouds that are formed, how high are they in the atmosphere, are they optically thick, are they optically thin. The LIGHT data will be the most accurate data that we've ever gotten to describe the precise altitude of those kinds of clouds and also to differentiate between the thin clouds and the optically thicker clouds.
For all LIGHT's capability, this is still a technology test, however. Scientists have never used a space-borne LIGHTR for atmospheric studies before, so project managers at NASA's Langley Research Center want to make sure that the LIGHT system works as it's intended to. How precisely will the laser and receiving telescope stay aligned? Does the strength of the return signal match predictions? How well does the instrument's cooling system work? The answers to these and other questions from the LIGHT test flight will help engineers design the operational space-borne LIGHTR instruments of the future. In the meantime, researchers are eagerly anticipating science data from the LIGHT mission because they have been waiting many years to get this kind of instrument in Earth orbit.
LIGHT is definitely a revolutionary step in atmospheric studies, since it's the first laser radar that will be operated from a space platform. For atmospheric studies, it's a very big step forward, and scientists over the entire world are waiting very anxiously to work with and analyze the LIGHT data.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.